Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Is Northwestern Medicine BP? Call Dr. Morse right now.
6:37, and we have Dr. Kevin Mosen, a very special nurse, to help him out today as well. Doc, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for doing this annual poking of the staff. I apologize that Dave Ennett and G. Suki are not here.
Well, Dave, I know, has work. Is right. G like Andrea, where she's hiding because of flu shots?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought the same. Yeah. I don't know that to be sure, because I don't know that. Yeah. But it's highly possible. So let's go with that. Let's go with that. Let's go with G's a big fraidy cat when it comes to getting the flu shot.
You know, one thing that people probably don't realize, it's good that you're facing the way that you're facing, because if you looked at that every morning, you would be like,
you're talking about the sunrise.
Yeah.
You need to explain what that is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You're also looking at the, you're also looking at the Swiss Hotel. And there's a lot of things we see in the windows of the Swiss Hotel as well.
I forgot this isn't TV.
No, with my, listen, you and I have been friends forever. With my ADD, if I turned around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just be, whoa. That'd be the entire show. Whoa. But at any rate, so we got flu shots. We got news people lining up for this. We got Bennett Wake Night from the early morning first bell. It's the opening bell. I know. How many different names have people given that show? About 27. So everybody's going to come in and get shots. But, Doc, have you had yours?
I have not yet.
Well, feel like we should get you one
today. How about
today.
That?
There's a nurse here. Hey.
I am going to get mine on Monday. Monday we do about 150 docs. It's kind of an annual thing. We have a lunch for them, and we give them a flu shot.
Boy, you guys not have a good time,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Your very special nurse is Super Joe's mom. And identify yourself, and don't just call yourself Super Joe's mom.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I work with a pediatrician out in Lyle, so I do flu shots all day, every day.
Well, plug your pediatrician. What's the doctor's name?
Her name is Martine Nelson, and she is wonderful. Wonderful.
Now, Doc goes on and on about how great nurses are, and he's right. What do you want to say about nurses?
The doctors would be lost without the nurses, and I think Dr. Most would agree.
I think humanity would be lost without nurses.
Good job, dude. I guess you're not cooking tonight, huh?
Yep. There's a Mother's Day gift right there, Joe.
Yep, without a doubt. Doc, I know you agree with that.
Absolutely. You know, we say it all the time that doctors may write orders, but nurses deliver the care, and they take the time, the compassion, the empathy with patients that often the doctors don't have time for. Sometimes they're running in and out very quickly, and the nurse is sitting there answering the questions, you know, holding the hands, explaining things to them.
And since you work at a pediatrician's office, I'm sure there's parents who are trying to talk to their kids about why they need this, and the kids are scared and stuff. So what do you recommend to parents to say to kids?
I'm going to tell you, when they come in for their flu shots, I suggest that they don't tell them because it's too scary for them.
Right.
So then we are very gentle. We do it very quickly, and it works better that way.
Yeah, as opposed to building the trauma?
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. You're the one that does it every day, so I wanted to get your take on it. I also understand that you are training for the marathon.
I am. I am.
Well, smart of you, by the way, to start now.
Right, right. It takes a whole year. So.
Have you been a runner?
No. No. So, but
you look
I can
fabulous.
Do. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
I've lost
Karen,
some weight.
I'm so proud of you. This is exciting.
It's really exciting.
Yeah,
it's so
maybe
exciting.
I should do it with you. I've always wanted to, and I had never been quite made it.
You should.
I would love it. It's great.
I know Super Joe's doing it.
Yeah, right, I'm Super doing Joe? Some kind of marathon. That's
all right, Doc, before we get started with the shots, and we do have some listener questions that we asked for. Did we pull these off Facebook? Okay. What is Guillain-Barré syndrome, and is it associated in any way with a flu shot?
So Guillain-Barré is a
infection. That's what I meant, Guillain-Barré.
I know you did. You're just the French, and you didn't come out at that time. It's a condition where you have ascending paralysis, and the body can get completely paralyzed.
Well, you don't want that.
No, you don't. And is it associated with the flu shot? No, it's not. However, about 1 in 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, are going to get Guillain-Barré when they get an immunization. So it's not a reason to not get it, and it's extremely rare. In my 30 years, I've never seen one case.
So. Okay. Can you get the flu shot if you currently have bronchitis?
It really depends. I tell people, you know, if you have bronchitis and you have a fever, you might want to hold off. But if it's just a little bit of an upper respiratory cold, go right ahead and get it. It's not a reason to postpone it. If you're having 101, 102 fever and you have true sinus infection, bronchitis versus just a regular viral URI, then go right ahead and get it.
What about for kids, Karen? When kids come into your office, is there something where you go, well, mom, dad, they probably shouldn't have the shot today?
We say exactly the same. If they have a fever, hold off. If they have a mild cold, they should get it.
Doc, we talked about the shingles vaccine the other day, and the listener writes, when I turned 65 years ago, I got the old shingles vaccine. Do I need the improved one now as a booster?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and a lot of people are asking that right now. And I would say if you have a Medicare supplemental insurance that pays for it, it's not going to harm you to get it. Is it going to give you a lot more protection? Not a whole ton, but definitely the new vaccine is way better than the old vaccine.
630 texter, my husband had open heart surgery this week. When should he get a flu shot, or should he at all?
He should probably get his flu shot this week. So there's no reason to not get a flu shot after surgery, so you certainly want to. And we will tell all cardiac patients, diabetics, all these individuals with chronic illnesses that they definitely should get it. So someone that just had open heart surgery, you certainly do not want to get influenza on top of that. So I would get the shot. Matter of fact, we often give them before they leave the hospital, so not surprising if you do.
When I was talking to your colleague, Dr. Ambler, last night in his office, and he was reiterating what you said the other day about, you know, the educated crapshoot that it becomes every year to get the flu vaccine right when it's made. The batch this year itself was delayed, which creates additional concerns. But even if one of the four main strains, if I have this right, even if it catches a bit of your version of the flu, if you get it, the duration's going to be less and you're going to be less sick, yes?
Correct. So we hope that we hit it spot on, but if we don't, we're going to be close enough that you're going to get at least some protection. And it was delayed this year. What's happened in the Southern Hemisphere was a little bit concerning. What was happening here was a little concerning. So they held off and tried to perfect and decide which one of the H3N2s they were going to put in the vaccine, which delayed it about a month. And it won't decrease the number of vaccines available. There'll still be 170 million vaccines. It's just going to be delayed a little bit. So some, like Northwestern, we just got our employee vaccines this week.
And Karen, as a nurse, yeah, the folks that come in, are you seeing, I hope less people going, well, I don't want to get my kid vaccinated for anything?
I would say we see less, yes.
Because for a while, that was a really big deal, right?
Yeah. We still see some.
And the myths that are out there can really be dangerous.
They can. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at this and the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations from something that we can prevent with a single shot is big. And, you know, Andrea Darlis, one of your, you know,
great
people and friends that used to be here who got a big shot job
at the University of Illinois now, by the way.
And she always didn't like the influenza shot. And we talked her into it. I remember she'd go to Scotland just not to get the shot.
Well, she had this excuse once that she thought would actually work, where she said, well, I can't have it while I travel and I'm leaving for Scotland tomorrow. And then she went to the airport and bought a ticket. But you can have the flu shot and fly.
Oh, absolutely. my point was going to be that, you know, right now we're working on a universal vaccine. So if the universal vaccine comes through, that'll be great, because then we won't be doing this every year. It'll be more like whooping cough, where we'll do it and then give a booster, you know, 5-10 years, depending on how it pans out.
And when we come back, Vivian will explain why she's concerned this morning, because she swears the flu vaccine makes her sick, as we hear from people again and again and again and again. But we need to clear up all this stuff, because you all need to get it so the rest of us don't get it from you. All right, 650, Doc and Nurse Karen, before we get started here, we need to once again address an issue that comes up every year. This is the lovely and talented producer Vivian here. And Vivian is going to get a flu shot today, but she swears, Doc.
I swear.
She swears every time she gets a flu shot, she gets sick.
It is true. So 2 years ago, I got a flu shot, and I got really sick for a good week. So last year, I did not get a flu shot because I was fearful of getting sick again.
So explain to me. Yep, stand by. All right, try that again, Doc.
So explain to me what you mean by you got sick.
I got a fever, sore throat, just your regular you know, cold.
So I would have to say that that's just bad timing. The virus, the vaccine that you get has portions of the virus, but it's dead. You cannot get influenza from the vaccine. Impossible. It's not, we're not giving you a live virus and hoping that the body reacts to it. So we're giving you portions of a dead virus that stimulates the immune response, and within 2 weeks you're covered. Now, some people will get uncomfortable. They'll get a sore arm. They might get a little achy, but you are not going to get true influenza. That's the body's immune system kicking in and showing that it's working.
So a cold is a side effect, or it's brought on by her own mental instability.
Thanks, Steve. That's so nice of you. Yeah. Wow.
You think I'm going to answer that question?
Please don't.
I won't.
I meant your own charming mental instability.
That sounds better.
Now. Yes, that's Thanks. Right.
No, you can get a cold at any time, and you can get cold symptoms at any time, especially during flu season, but you're not going to get true influenza. And anybody who has had true influenza knows that it's not just a simple cough and a simple sore throat.
I mean, don't forget the fever.
It's 103 fevers. It's body aches. You feel like you got hit by a truck. So it is not a fun illness to have.
Karen, would you like to cross-examine the witness in any way? Do you feel that she is going to be ready now?
She's ready. Okay. She is ready.
All right. So, Viv, get in line over here if you would. Doc, it's not that I don't think you need to warm up, but I'm going to have you do my shot last so we can get the news people through the line here.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to get everybody lined up over here. Kleppen, you should go, man. You got a newscast to do.
Okay.
There's Don Kleppen filling in for Steve Grzanich.
I do have to apologize for getting my flu shot early. I'm not a traitor, Doug Most.
Don't you think Mary Vandeveld should get an extra one just because she got it early?
Yeah, I'll get a second one, too.
What would happen if you got two, like by accident?
Yeah.
I don't know. He can't hear me.
She was going to go see her grandchild.
Yes.
And she wanted to make sure that she was protected.
That's it.
Probably can't hear what I'm saying.
That's it.
Yeah, I had to go see my grandchildren, and Doc Most said previously that you need to get it as early as possible. And
yeah,
I
you did the right thing. You're a good grandmother.
Yeah,
there that's you go. It. All right, so they're getting set up right now. Nurse Karen is rolling up Don Kleppen's sleeve.
Okay. You did not wear your shirt.
I know you're. Vivian, I know you're seriously concerned about living or dying at this point, but could you shoot a little video of this, too? So, okay. All right. So here we go. Whenever you're ready, poke him. Oh, wait. He's got Don Kleppen is now taking off his clothes.
Disrobing.
Andy, you should do the play-by-play.
I will. Yeah. So
probably should have laid a little music under this.
Showing off his arms. Sun's coming up. Guns are out right now as far as Don Kleppen is concerned.
Joe said, let's do some shots.
Right. So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't even flinch.
No, but he's wearing a shirt he wore in The Sopranos when he was an extra.
Just got to show off those guns.
It is 6:54. The reason, by the way, that we do these live flu shots on the air is not just for the good time, but we want to inspire you to go out and get yours.
And it's nothing. It's like a little pinch, people.
Yeah, it really is nothing.
It's like, that's why people should go give blood, too, while I'm pushing, doing.
Yeah, and by the way, Mary Vandeveld is one of the most generous people when it comes to that. She would actually go give blood every 20 minutes or so if they would let her. You go every month, right?
No, 8 weeks.
8 weeks, sorry.
Yes, yes.
Because that's the max they'll let you go.
It does make you tired. You know, a couple days after is usually when I feel it. Just for like a day, I'm a little more tired than I usually am. That's all.
All right, so Vivian stepping in now. Producer Vivian stepping in. We've got a couple of minutes
here.
Vivian's about to get poked. Dr. Kevin Most is also taken care of. Hey, you know what? Give Sandberg two or three of them, Doc. She's the boss now.
You know what? I'll take care of
it. And Bennett Wakenight is joining us. Bennett, very famous radio personality.
It's a good crowd.
Doc was worried he wouldn't have enough people coming in.
Former Mayor Rahm Emanuel is just showing up in the lobby.
Lori Lightfoot's here.
There's some protesting teachers. I'm sorry, Bennett, what?
I just got in line. Is there a concession stand around here?
Yeah, what do you need? You need a water?
Yeah, water and popcorn would be great.
Don't these people have to sign a consent form?
Let me go to the phone here just real quickly. Nancy, you're at a question?
Yes. My husband had his spleen removed, and the doctor told him that
flu shots wouldn't be effective anymore. We just wanted to know if that was true.
Interesting. All right, hold the line for a second. Let me yell this question at Doc. Nancy's husband, why am I yelling? I have a microphone. Nancy's husband had a spleen removed. Well, not a spleen. It was actually his spleen. Is it okay, or will the flu shot be effective if someone had their spleen removed?
Yes, he should absolutely.
Yes, he should absolutely, Nancy. I know you're listening on hold.
He should also make sure that he's had the Pneumovax, because individuals who have had their spleen removed have a higher incidence of pneumococcal pneumonia, so they definitely should get that done.
So the Fluvax and the Pneumovax.
Correct.
All right. See what we're learning here, Andy?
This is good stuff. I love it.
All right, Joe, how are we doing on time? All right, so here's what will happen. We'll continue with this, and then I will get my flu shot live on the air in just a few minutes. I think Bridget Gaynor is going to be here, and we'll make a big shot Bridget Gaynor to get one as well. All of this, by the way, is sponsored by the fine people at Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. All right, coming up, Vivian, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you feeling a little feverish right now? Got a bit of a
just
cough? No, I do want you to report back to us that the psychosomatic sickness that you concoct every year when you get the flu shot is over.
Yeah, okay. She won't be here Monday.
And you'll know
why. Do we think, Doc, you know, weekend. Steve Grzanich, what'd you say, Doc?
She's going to have a fun weekend. She knows, you know.
And that's the other thing. It's like, I've got a busy weekend ahead of me. So this is why
arm,
I'm...
The better it'll feel.
Move your arm.
Okay, well,
keep moving.
Should I be doing this all morning now?
Yeah, basically.
No. People are going to
basically, pretend you're at a wedding and do the chicken dance for the next 10 minutes.
Got it.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, we got a break for the news. We'll come back with more, and I'll get my flu shot and get some of these texts in next. Back with Dr. Kevin Most, nurse care. Bridget Gaynor's joining us in studio. What a shock. She already got her flu shot. Miss Organized
We're
for the World.
It. We're on it.
All right, so Doc, I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable, but not only did I take my my sweatshirt off, or my golf shirt, whatever you could call it, I also took off my pants because I want to be completely comfortable while we do this. Could you explain to the people what you're about to do to me?
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Yeah.
So right now I'm just cleaning off your arms, a little alcohol prep.
Now, is that real alcohol? Like, could you drink that?
You, but yeah, exactly.
If you run out of that, do you just throw beer or wine on somebody?
Theoretically, you could.
Ow! Oh, you didn't do it yet.
God, that scared
Don't
me.
Don't be a wimp. All right, I'm going to feel just a little stick.
Let me know when it's over.
We use small needles.
Yeah.
So really, most people won't even feel it.
Do I get a Band-Aid or a gift?
Put the safety cap on.
Okay. Do I get something from the toy chest?
And yep, you can take anything you want out of the toy chest.
Want a lollipop?
Get a sucker, yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah, Don Kleppen's bitter now because he didn't get anything. Yeah. Hey, I'm the host of the show.
True.
All right, and I think we may have somebody else coming in, but stand by. A couple of questions that come in from texters in the meantime. And by the way, I'm kidding around here. You should do this every year, obviously. 309, is there a flu shot for people allergic to eggs?
Yes, there is. So we used to be really concerned about flu shots because we had them all egg-based, and now we're able to make them without eggs. So there's a lot. Matter of fact, the vast majority are made without eggs. So just make sure when you're asking that it's not egg-based, but the vast majority are now cellular-based and have nothing to do with eggs.
Yeah, because I'm all common sense, and my leap would be then chickens can't get flu shots. All right, let me continue. From the 630, no flu shot for me. I don't want to get sick on purpose. We had this conversation last hour, but repeat the answer.
Yeah, you can't get sick from the flu shot. There's no live virus in the vaccine that we're giving you. There's nothing we're doing that's going to make you get sick. If you got sick after getting a flu shot, it's just bad luck or bad timing, but the flu shot cannot give you influenza.
Dr. Gaynor, do you concur?
I think the message there is, if something bad happens to you, it's your own fault.
Huh, good point. Good point. Dr. Gaynor has no bedside manner when it comes to this stuff. Let me get to Charlotte here. Charlotte, what's your question?
Hi there. I just want to say that the senior citizens should be getting that higher dose flu shot that covers 4 strains. And also, doctor, every year used to say that the senior citizens should get the flu shot early in the morning. and I was hoping he could explain why.
All right, well, let's get that. Thank you, Charlotte. I appreciate you listening.
Charlotte, great questions, both of them. One, you're absolutely right. Seniors should be make sure that they are getting the high dose. So we have different strength doses, and the seniors should be getting the high dose because their immune system doesn't work as well. So we want to make sure we give them the best opportunity for it. And the reason to get it in the morning for seniors is your immune system is the highest in the morning, and it will work the best if you get it early in the morning.
Where generally all the good stuff happens in the morning.
Correct.
Yeah, after 10, I can't vouch for anything. 708, what about Cirva from a flu shot? I don't know what Cirva is. S-I-R-V-A? Does that ring a bell with one of you?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's check that off and control the board, Bridget. 847, so bless you.
Thank you.
847, why do I want a flu shot based on last year's virus?
Well, it's really not based on last year's. They look at last year's viruses, they look at viruses from the southern hemisphere, and they look at to see what's been trending over the previous years. So they're really trying to make their best guess for which vaccine or which virus is going to be the most active.
Sharon, back to the phone here quickly. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
What is your question?
I'm 76 years old, have polymyalgia rheumatica, and take 15 milligrams of prednisone a day. Should I get the new shingles shot?
Okay.
I had shingles once, even though I had the old shingles shot.
All right, so based on what she's dealing with medically, where are we going with that?
Yes. You know, polymyalgia rheumatica, she has a chronic illness that's very uncomfortable at times. You certainly don't want to get shingles on top of that. The prednisone will decrease your immune system a little bit. That's why we're very careful about giving people antibiotics and stuff when they're on steroids. But she definitely should get it because shingles is, again, something just like influenza. You do not want to get it, and once you've had it, you will tell everyone in the world to make sure they get their shingles vaccine.
Char says she has surgery on November 6th. Flu shot, no flu shot?
Absolutely flu shot.
Get a flu shot.
Yep.
All right. Beth, what do you have on your mind, Beth?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good morning. Great. I have two young girls that I'd like to get a flu shot for, but I heard that the flu mist is back this year, but my doctor's office is not carrying it. So my question is the flu mist as effective as the shot? And if I could find the mist so they don't have to get poked, is that better?
Yep.
Thank you for calling for that, and thank you for listening. And I was in a band called Flu Mist.
So everybody remembers, we had 2 years where flu mist was not available. The efficacy of it was questioned by the CDC. They proved last year that it worked, and this year again they've proven that it's going to work. It's good for children over the age of 2 and adults up to the age of 49. Over 50 and under 2, you can't have the flu mist. The flu mist is a live virus, but it's been what we call attenuated so that it can't cause you to have influenza. But for kids, it's great. Someone like Ross Cochran, it's great as well. Someone that really has needle phobia, it's great that you're still going to get them covered without causing them any mental anguish.
Yeah, I mentioned it was called vasovagal syncope, and Bridget has someone in her life who has a similar condition, and she called it "Don't be a wimp." I believe that was it, right? Wasn't that?
That's a scientific. That's a Latin name, but okay. So maybe everyone isn't going to follow that.
Right.
But yeah, basically that's the idea.
Cancer survivors, should they have flu shots? This is a texter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about people, anybody with any chronic illnesses, whether it be cancer, heart disease, asthma, COPD, those are the individuals that we really want to protect because influenza can be deadly. You know, for some people we say, oh, it's 10 days of high fevers and not feeling good, but for others it can be life-threatening, and those are the individuals that we really want to make sure we're covering.
What about free flu shots? Is available, Karen, in the Western rooms? Like the libraries and places sometimes do this?
Yes. Even at local grocery stores, they're free. They're free at Osco. They're free at the...
So just call ahead before you go over, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm on an antibiotic. Is a flu shot okay if you're doing that?
Well, again, we'll go back to the infection portion of it and say, what are you on the antibiotic for? If you're on for a sinus infection or pneumonia, something that's fairly severe, then I would say no. Wait till you're done with the antibiotic. Wait till it's cleared. You'll be on the antibiotic for 10 days probably. Influenza has started on the eastern part of this country, but we haven't seen many cases here. But really, you want to have it you know, the CDC is recommending before the end of October. I always say make sure you get it by the second week in November because of the Thanksgiving holiday travel where we will move influenza across this country.
Thanks to both of you. And Doc, anytime you make the effort to get down here, it's appreciated. I know it's not easy with all the responsibilities you have, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you what you do. You know, the awareness that you just brought up today about the importance of influenza, whether we're saving somebody from missing 10 days of work or whether we save somebody from being in the hospital, it's just important that we take care of those myths and get the information out and make sure everybody takes care of themselves.
We've got a million texts we didn't get to. You know what, guys? Let's save these text questions. We'll get them to Doc, and maybe we can knock some of these out Monday when he's back with us. And Nurse Karen, we love your son, Super Joe, but we like you better.
Whoa, dude.
Thank you so much.
Whoa. But thank you for doing this as well.
Sure.
Mention your doctor again.
Martine Nelson in Lyle.
Yeah. And good luck training for the marathon. Good for you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm training to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, I'm
cheer me on.
Right now, I'm at my first hour. I don't know. I feel strong so far. But thank you for coming over as well.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Now go yell at your son.